Yo, this is Outspoken Alpha Intellect straight out of Zimbabwe. And this piece is entitled The Freedom Train, which is a depiction of how we move from slavery, being colonized, to a state of freedom that really wasn't achieved. And it's a journey, a process, symbolized by the railroad, the continuous rail. Still inside the station waiting on the Freedom Train, its inspector came to check on our tickets if we had paid. Finally, my people shall be home amongst their relatives and peers. They could hardly wait to see the city's horizon disappear into the distance. It was one train with many classes. The luxurious was the first. Then came the second class citizen. Then the economy. That is the worst. Not because of its occupants, but mainly their conditions, where they were packed like animals, sweating like the steam engines. All aboard! That was freedom's last call. The destination was democracy, equality for all but a few. The few being the masses and the last that were disposable to benefit the upper class. Tickets. Tickets, please. Amaya, you did not pay. You think you're gonna get a free ride in the Freedom Train? He can clearly see she is sick and in need of urgent assistance. Amaya, I'm not a doctor. All I want from you is a ticket. So another passenger dies, for she could not afford the medication of her ailments. So she succumbed to her sores. Across the masses gathered was the hovering of pain. Another one of us departed from the Freedom Train. Mountains rolled and valleys passed, the few that had the view aboard this runaway train of passengers without a crew but the inspector. They huddled, praying justice would prevail, but lived within the laws of physics, so they were destined to derail. A pregnant mother squirmed as the water broke in panic. Hope was her unborn daughter, but her birth was none but tragic. She only saw the light of day minutes before the crash sucked back into a darkness with radiance everlasting. If only the inspector started checking on the drivers, there wouldn't be this ugly scene of checking on survivors. 18 April 1980 was the day we left the station aboard the Freedom Train, but still haven't reached our destination. Freedom.